Electromechanical meters have been used to measure electric use since the late 1800s. They were state-of-the-art technology at that time, but they're no longer made.
Problem is, it's much like the rotary dial phone. So if you remember this sound, very hard to text with these. So the problem we have with meters right now is we don't have access to newly built electromechanical style meters. All we have left in our inventory is surplus ones, ones we pull out of service that still test good, and we hang on to them.
The new kind of meter available now is electronic, which Donato says provides better accuracy, is more reliable, and has lower maintenance costs. Some customers might notice that their electric bills are higher after switching. Donato says that's because the old-style meters lose accuracy as they age.
So as they wear, and they have typically a 30-year life, they get higher and higher frictional losses to the point where they don't work or they don't inventory correctly. And so as a utility company that needs its revenue, it's important that we have accurate metered services.
He says about one in four or five customers will notice higher bills with the new meters. Donato describes some of those new meters, which some people have referred to as smart meters. However, smart meters is a brand name, and those digital electric meters have certain features. Donato says that KPU doesn't buy smart meters. One of the new meters KPU uses is no frills and reads manually, just like the old-style meters. A second style is the radio read meter, which allows KPU to read it remotely from a distance of up to about 100 yards. Donato says that kind of meter is activated only when it's read, which means a few seconds each month.
There are folks in the lower 48 that are really opposed to the radio read style, but in particular the smart style. These don't have all those frills that do lots of interrogation, and the interest or the fear there is RF energy. These, I think the communication length is about 8 seconds.
Donato says the RF or radio frequency level for that communication is lower than, for example, the natural radio frequency from the Earth, and much lower than the exposure from talking on a cell phone. A third meter style communicates directly to the utility company through the wires, so it's not read by a meter reader and the power is contained within the wires. Sometimes new meters are installed because it's become challenging to get close to the meter. Some people make the meter inaccessible when they remodel their homes or enclose a yard. And then there's the dogs. Here's Laura Huffine, who reads electric meters for KPU and attended the council meeting.
I love dogs. Have a couple of my own, and I've been lucky, never gotten bit, but there are some dogs that act a little different when mom and dad aren't around than when everybody's there. And when they enclose their meter in an area where the dog is, it makes it a little difficult for me to get in there and do anything other than have one of these other style of meters where I don't put myself in jeopardy going in to get the read.
Regarding the information collected, Donato stressed that the utility only looks at how much power is used. True smart meters can allow a utility to monitor use hourly and can allow both the utility and customer to manage power by turning off certain appliances, such as water heaters, during peak demand. Donato says KPU's meters don't have that ability. A group called Ketchikan for Meter Choice has formed and has an online petition asking the local government to not require KPU customers to have the new meters installed on their homes. Donato says he understands that some people have concerns.
Trust me, I'm not here to upset anybody. I just want to put the information out there and do what we've all decided is best.
KPU has about 200 surplus old-style meters in the warehouse, and as long as one's available, Donato says he's willing to work with customers who prefer them. However, he says those meters won't last forever, and eventually they will have to be switched out. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.